is Bucky Bacaw. I'm in Kittery, Maine, and I'm doing a coop profile with Jen. Thanks for seeing me today.
You're welcome, Bucky.
So, we're not in a big old city, but I can see all the neighbors.
Yes, you can. It's only about, it's a little less than a quarter acre. When I went house hopping about 5 years ago, I wanted nothing less than an acre, I thought. But that just didn't happen, so it's a quarter acre. Hey there, you.
And that's a nice crow. So how do the neighbors feel about that?
I've been asking them, and either they say they haven't heard or it doesn't bother them. But I had a rooster, maybe 3-4 years ago, and one neighbor did admit that keeps her husband awake. And so I ended up finding a home for that rooster. I think so far people have had their ACs on at night.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and we're right next to him, and you do have a fair amount of trees. I mean, that doesn't really block out rooster noise. But, you know, it's good to know how different people feel about rooster noise and what you do.
Right. I check with everybody, and when I do have the eggs, I bribe them with eggs.
And what made you decide to try to hold on to roosters?
Well, the first flock I got from Agway was supposedly sex, so I was hoping they would all be six hens, and it turns out Hester, I had to rename Hector, and I would have kept him if I wanted, because I know roosters are good for the flock, they're good for protection and keeping an eye out, and I just thought, how neat. And but in addition to the crowing, it was a bit rough with the ladies. I found one hen with a big puncture wound in her back, I mean, quite severe, and I couldn't ignore it. I actually, to my boyfriend's disgust, I have taken several hens to the vet, which is a lot of money. I know if you're a real farmer, you don't do that. But she ended up having to be euthanized. They said that if they treated her with the antibiotics, I could never eat the eggs, give them away. And I just thought, I don't want any more damaged hens. So I found a home for Hector. And this next bat, from a hatchery in the Midwest that doesn't sex their chickens. So I knew full well, you know, about half would be hens, half would be roosters.
Uh-huh.
I would like my flock to be a bit more sustainable. I'm kind of moving away from the pet. I mean, my first flock, they were all named, and I cried when anything happened to the hens. It was for the eggs, but I really sort of bonded with the hens. And now I'm down to just one, Minerva, from the original flock. This new flock, I've determined I'm not going to name them. And I would like to eat the roosters, because I'm not a vegetarian, and I buy chicken up to now at the grocery, and I know they have horrible lives in factory farms, so
right.
I feel good about knowing my roosters, even if they've had a short life, it's been a really good life. They get treats every morning.
Well, and it seems to me that there's always going to be a rooster dying somewhere. You're at least trying to make a soup.
Yeah. Isn't that an awful reason?
I'm also here with my host, Amy Antonucci, and the famous boyfriend. Could you say hi?
Hi, this is Troy. I'm Jen's boyfriend, and I admire the way she loves the chickens and the way she gets into it, and just her total attitude about the whole living thing, and she's doing a great job.
Has it transformed any of your attitudes around it?
Yeah, I used to hunt a lot and stuff like that, and now I've got a much different attitude where I used to say, if something's wrong with it, get rid of it. And her attitude was, no, let's give it a chance, and it's changed my attitude.
So in some ways, you kind of got in two different directions, right? You were like more of a total softy, and now you're thinking about sustainability, but really respect for the animal.
Yeah.
And then for you, it was like, it's just a critter, and now you kind of feel a little more.
No.
Yeah, it was the other extreme.
Well, that's pretty interesting. What other interesting things have you learned since you began chickening that you didn't know before?
They have quite a range of vocalizations, cute little mutters to themselves. When they find something exciting, it's like, rawr, rawr, rawr. It just, as you know, Bucky, I just find them fascinating to watch. My hens, though, oddly enough, don't care for slugs or caterpillars, which is bizarre, because when we had the turkeys, they love those disgusting big hornworms. Oh. They would rip them.
You had turkeys, too?
My boyfriend did across the street.
I had turkeys last year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And they were so fun. They really were.
They were big. They're about 50 pounds. Huge.
They were just so fun because you could go out to the garden every day and just pick anything you wanted and bring it over there, and they just go nuts. If you threw a caterpillar or anything in there, and they just, boom, be gone. You know, especially Japanese beetles, which are terrible for your garden. And you go out there in the morning, and you just pick them off and go out there and throw them out there, and they just go crazy and eat them. You know, and they were cool. They were a little bit aggressive, being a bigger bird than this. So anything that they saw, whether it was on your pants or even just a a piece of fur, they'd peck at you.
Did you start with turkeys because of Jen and chickens, or were you already both poultry people and just influenced?
I wasn't at all. She had the chickens, and I lived right next door, and I said, "Well, I think I'm gonna try some turkeys." And so I built a coop, and we figured we'd try it for 1 year. And
you're trying to one-up me, weren't you?
No.
Yeah. Well, right. If everybody in the neighborhood inspired each other, you'd have the equivalent of a diverse farm in this nice little suburban neighborhood. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I've always wanted chickens and bees and wanted to find a place in the country where I could do that. I wanted the eggs. I wanted having them around. I appreciate them just as the animal that they are. I like watching them. They're entertaining.
Had you had previous experience with animal agriculture?
Not so much agriculture. Animal keeping. Yeah, I worked in a zoo for a while and volunteered at the New England Aquarium. And I studied wildlife biology in college. And I helped take care of, there was an injured bald eagle that could never be released. So they used him for educational programs. Been with animals. But never really had an agricultural farm, just lots of pets. And I wanted to have more of this kind of experience and incorporated into eating and gardening. I feel it is a work in progress and it's a learning experience all along the way, but it's something I foresee having as long as I'm old enough to be able to take care of them.
Yeah, Troy really brought something up that I thought was interesting, which is you don't really savor going out and picking bugs off of your plants normally. But at least if you can feed them to somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great if you have a situation where you can let them free range sometimes and not eat your vegetables and they can go and get the bugs for you. But it's a lot more motivating to pick bugs off your plants.
It kind of changes your relationship to the bugs, don't you think?
Yeah.
I actually appreciate our... I love hornworms now. My chickens eat the hornworms. Every time I see them, I'm like, yes, less chicken feed to buy.
Good. Yeah. The turkeys would take the hornworms and they'd fight over them.
Yeah, they rip them apart.
And they'd rip them apart. It was so gross looking.
It's quite boring.
I don't watch that part of it.
Green stuff would fly everywhere and they'd go crazy over them. They love the hornworms. Yeah.
So, Jen, what's the most interesting or unexpected thing that's happened to you since you started chickening?
Yeah, I had a hen who became transgendered. When the rest of the flock died or passed on one by one, and Minerva was the last remaining hen, her comb started getting larger and fuller and a deeper red, just like a rooster's comb. And I thought I was imagining it, but my boyfriend said, her comb is getting bigger. And one morning early, I heard a very faint crowing, and I thought it was a neighbor somewhere else, you know, with a rooster. Every morning I'd hear it was this phantom crow, and then finally I realized it's my own hen. She'd stopped laying eggs anyway. She was about 4 years old, and perhaps it was time to stop laying eggs, but she started crowing. And it became more and more obvious that she was crowing. And I'd heard of this happening before, as odd as it sounds, that hens have on occasion reverted to rooster behavior. And I had read somewhere that during the Salem witch trials, in addition to burning women they accused of being witches, there was an account of a hen, in fact I think it was a black hen, just like Minerva, who was burned because she crowed. And there was a saying my grandmother, I recall her repeating to me, a whistling girl and a crowing hen will always come to some bad end.
And so what happened with Minerva?
Well, since she's been reintroduced to a new flock, she's no longer a single hen. She's no longer alone, in other words, and I don't notice that she crows anymore. Her comb still seems to be large and red. I don't know that it'll ever revert to a smaller hen-sized comb.
And her roostery behavior has generally...
It seems to have subsided.
Interesting. Wow, that's amazing. We have talked about that on the show before, but not in a while. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, thanks for showing me around. Keep on chickening. I had a good time.
Thank you, Bucky. I did too. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
The Bucky, Bucky the Dog.